This is CliffCentral.com.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't. Boom. Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man, the ad man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, hello. There's even a frog. That's how much I've been singing today. Hello, hello, hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man. We are back at it. Wow, it's been another dope week of advertising. You don't know the amount of dancing that's been happening in this studio today. If you follow me on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, you know who my guest is today. So you know, it's been all types of lit, as the kids say, up in the studio today. So welcome to the show. It's been amazing. A lot has happened in the past week or so. A whole bunch of things have happened in the past week or so. So huge shout out to you. You made it back to work after that hectic week that we've all just had. But it's your boy, G-Man Emma. We're going to get into some of that stuff. But how dope was the show last week? How dope was Fran last week, y'all? I mean, you know what? I think I'm going to give another round of applause. I think you can't just like have Fran in the studio and not give another round of applause. No, Fran was insane last week. It was a really dope. And then there was the week before. How insane was Leroy? I mean, Leroy was shooting from the damn hip. He was calling people snakes. So huge shout out to Mr. Leroy Jason as well for coming through 2 weeks ago. Guys, don't forget that. You can go and get the podcast. I listen to them. It's a weird thing for me to listen to it because, you know, kind of listen to your own voice every now and then. But, you know, I've also heard myself on radio spots, so I got used to it. So, Askies. It wasn't necessary, but it was done. Anyway, but I think you know what? I want to do. I actually want to get into it. I want to introduce my guest first. I know I don't do this a lot, but I want to introduce my guest first, and then we're gonna get into some of this news that happened in the past couple. And let's just get, you know, his opinion on some of this stuff. You know, I always like how I don't tell the guests that I'm gonna get into the news with them, and then they're worried which issues we're going to get into, and whether. And I can see a nervous face in front of me as well. but I'm gonna introduce you guys to the guy that's sitting here in front of me. He's been to the show before, right? So he came here. Kind of, I think it was like the second show, the third show, or something. I was still a nervous wreck, and he came through with a bunch of people. I remember Kolisha Khatebe was here as well, and we hung out. It was a big laugh. But they helped ease me into this whole thing. So huge shout out to the guy that's here today. But a lot of you know him. You know, if you've been in the game for a couple of minutes, you know the guy that's sitting in front of me today. Icon of note, and I'm talking about the club. And you know, he's done some amazing work over a great period of time. I mean, it doesn't necessarily make him an old man, but I mean, he's done a great amount of work that's helped shape some of us that's in the game. You know, I mean, I remember seeing him, and we'll get into that later. I remember seeing this man in Sun City. Back in those days, and I mean, a good time was had by all. But this man, I saw this man walk on stage, and I was like, you know, I want to do that one day. I want to be able to walk on stage and do what this man is doing. So in the studio with me today, guys. For those of you who can't believe it, Mr. Z Zolake Shabangu, what's going on, brother?
Nothing wrong.
How are you there, brother?
Dude, if I could afford you, I'd hire you.
Yeah. Like, you're starting. You're starting.
No one has ever said what you just said about me. I'm like, who is he talking about? You know, like, you're talking about Mike Shalit or something.
Yeah. Well, look, we might as well be. You know what I mean?
Might as well be. We might as well be.
How you been, man? How you been?
I've always been busy.
What have you pulled you out of, my man? What are you up to? What's on your desk right now?
Yeah, you pulled me out of a couple of reviews.
Yeah.
You pulled me out of a couple of reviews. The kids are busy back at the stew. Shout out to the Make Beautiful. What's up, yo?
Shout out to Make Beautiful Agency. Yeah, what's going on?
You know.
And I know the loyal listeners of the show, you know, so I know they're listening right now.
No, we play it like full blast, bro. Like, we always out there, you know, that's like 11 to 12, we're allowed.
Sacred times.
Yeah. It's sacrilege.
As they say in that other radio station, sacred spaces. But not with Tommy, with Grandstall. I'm going to light some candles in this bitch every night.
No, every now and then, Tuggy. Every now and then.
It's good to have you in the stool, man.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and I think just big ups to you, Grant. Like, you're putting us like on the map. You're asking all the right questions.
Thanks so much, man.
And you're challenging the status quo.
Yeah.
And you're making a couple of people uncomfortable, which is something I know you and I enjoy. So let's keep doing it, bro. Like,
I get shots fired, didn't I?
Nothing wrong. That's another challenge. Like, every time I listen to your show, I'm like, if ever I got invited back, am I going to pull in Ahmed T? Agencies are too white. But I can't say that about my agency, because my agency is all black.
Slow your ass down, dude. We're just starting out.
There's no white people at my agency.
Anyway, let's slow down. Guys, it's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. And we're back at it. Hit me up on Twitter. It's at Blacksem. It's at BLAXEM. If you have any questions, if you have any comments for the homie that's in the studio with me today, you know, hit us up. Throw everything at the man. And remember, we've got that WhatsApp number as well that you can send me messages at. It's 079-748-2090. But that's amazing. I can't I can't wait to get into it with this man. But, you know, we were talking outside. We're talking about about the Hyundai ad.
Yeah.
Guys. Yeah. Anybody out there who can help me find the people who did this ad?
Beautiful.
Yeah, man, it's so beautiful. So dope.
I know Joe Barber was a producer on the job.
You shout out Joe Barber. What's going on?
Shout out to Joe. Yeah, shout out to Joe.
But I don't know which production house she's with right now. So if you're out there and you have the answers to this, please hit us up. It's at Blacksem. It's at BLAXEM. It's amazing. I mean, I saw it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was watching the news of all things. You know, like so right after they speak about
amongst other things.
You know what I mean? So right after they speak about reshuffle, you know, and I'm like, oh man, I need something to make me feel good.
Yeah.
And this ad came
on. It comes. It's beautiful. And we spoke about the music, the score.
Yeah.
You know, so often we focus on like how we shoot it and how we whatever. But like the score, if you watch that commercial probably with the sound down, you probably won't
get the same feeling.
Yeah. I mean, the pictures are amazing.
Yeah,
I think
man.
What the score does, it just like uplifts it.
It's
and
so
just
dope, man.
Makes it. And of course, you know, it's...
Yeah.
You know,
it's beautiful things.
It's my money vibe. Yeah.
So tell us, Z, what do you mean by my money vibes, man? Walk us through this.
I don't want the clip after this.
But for those of you who haven't seen it, I'll walk you through it. So essentially, what happens is you see this couple, right? And what Z means by my money vibes is that it's an interracial couple, right? So they're out there and they're going around Joburg, right? So you get the feeling these people are going around this town. They're on holiday. And they go through to everything that you've kind of seen, but in a very strange way, Joburg is shot in a way that they get to another part of it. You know, like it didn't feel like it's an ad for you to come and visit Joburg, but it was about the other textures of it. So they captured that really, really well. And they go through the town, and they even spend the night at one of the hotels, and you know, they even hold their hands because
that's
nice.
What couples do.
It's
right?
What couples do. Yeah. And then at the end of this ad, you realize that. That they actually are a couple that lives in Joburg. Sure. They actually had just gone on holiday to another part of Joburg.
Nice.
So I thought that was really, really dope. And I think that, you know, like we always speak about in reviews and things, right?
Mm.
Give me the three-line version of this ad. Like, what's the three-line version of that? And for me, I feel like it's one of those that's very simple.
Yeah.
This car is so dope, you can actually afford to feel like you've gone on holiday very, very far, even if it's just around the corner. Dude, what do you want?
That's why Grant gets paid the big bucks. I'm like, I'm like, what is this three-line thing that the Make Beautiful must introduce?
Yeah,
he left three-line.
Along with nothing wrong, three-line.
Yeah. Along with nothing wrong. That's three-line.
I hope the homies that are Adidas are listening out. But yeah, I think it's so dope. So guys, hit us up. Tell us what you think about it. If you've seen it, tell us what you think of it. Am I just like, you know, am I getting sentimental over something because I just, you know, I was
you
in
know
a weird
you
mood?
You know why, Grant? I think the reason we like it or the reason you like it is just that there's a lot of shouting on television.
That's
right.
Now. That's absolutely it.
It costs this much. This is where you can get it. You know what I mean? Or ads are making you feel inadequate, or that you're not enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Also that you're just not smart. You know, not, it's,
yeah.
And it's like just a crazy thing that we've arrived at that. Like, we've arrived at, like, people like watch that Game of Thrones thing that doesn't have black people unless they're eunuchs or slaves.
Wow.
Right? But people watch that entire thing and you are convinced that people can take that in and understand like a smartish kind of conversation.
Mm.
Yet when you get to the ads,
everyone's
shouting. Everyone needs to like get so like rudimentary in their approach.
You're elementary.
Like, exactly. Everyone is just like, what's up? $5.99, $10.99. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's almost like we don't know that those people are watching the same content that makes you go, is nice.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, we all have a responsibility. Right out there to start making the work that makes our consumers not feel like they all just watch Uzalo.
Do you know what I want to get? One of the reasons actually we started Make Beautiful, is precisely that.
Yeah, talk to me.
We got tired of seeing bad work and ugly work.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
like, that's dope.
Do you know the human eye? Its most natural thing is to see beauty.
That's right.
So,
I hear you.
So there I am. I'm like, ta-da! I'm gonna go start this thing.
Yeah.
Then I realize I'm black and.
Hey, wait. Hold on.
You can't just start agency.
Hold on. I've got somebody. Guys, you know, this one, G-Man the Ad Man. And I love that, you know, we've got the Scorpions right out there. So I've got a tweet here from Kagiso Tsepe. Shout out Kagiso Tsepe. What's going on? And he's got all the details of this ad. So the agency is Fox P2 Joburg.
Dope.
Huge shout out to the homies at Fox P2 Joburg.
Yeah,
Mr. Grant Jacobson and the team out there. Huge shout out.
We see you.
That thing is beautiful,
nice
man.
Nice work, boys.
That thing is dope. So huge shout out to them. Directed by Paul Ward, and the production company apparently is 0307 Films.
Oh, okay.
That's dope. Guys, so huge shout out. I'm going to try and post it on Facebook, on my Facebook page, and even on Twitter. Go check it out. It's a huge, huge, huge piece. Kagiso Tsepe, thanks so much, brother. Garcia, he calls himself. So yeah, man. Like, I think that you're talking about how what it takes to create people who just believe in beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Is that kind of how you just kind of embarked on your whole journey?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it took a while.
Yeah.
You know, I always say everything that I do comes from attention.
That's right.
You know,
boom.
I look at attention and I say, okay, cool. How can I fix the tension?
That's
how
right.
How can I make it less
untie
tense?
Them knots.
Yes. Untie them knots.
That's
how can I make, this a much more plausible situation?
Yeah.
And I've been, you know, lucky enough to be able to do what I do.
Yeah.
And I do it through the work.
And has always been like your philosophy. And I mean, you've been to, you before this, you were at a couple of other agencies. Like,
yeah.
You had Ogilvy, you had King James at some point.
Yeah.
Africa. Africa. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, has that always been your philosophy? Has it always been how you approach the work? Like, let's find what the real tension is and not just, you know, give black people.
It's almost like doing your first album. You're not really sure.
That's what's up. Yeah.
You know, and this feels like my first album. It's like instant vintage for me.
Right.
Know? It's like, it's,
boom.
You know, I stumble across it, but I didn't stumble across it.
Yeah.
It's been coming.
Okay, you know? I hear you. I hear you.
And you look at, you know, the body of work that one has done, that my friends has done.
Yeah.
You have done.
Yeah.
You know, Xolisa Katebe, Jeshane, Wing, Sam Matutwane, Festas, Melusi Shabalala, Neo Sikhola, Tembelitum CB.
That's what's
like,
up.
That's where I gained my inspiration.
That's what's up.
And the new squad, Bopalisa.
Yeah.
Who are those two beautiful brown things, man? Yes, you had them about four shows ago.
Calm yourself down.
No, dog, but like,
he's married, dude. Calm yourself down.
I can make beautiful there too.
Z, calm yourself down.
Okay.
And people keep deviating to the shit on my show. There's another show for that. Just go through the whole roster of Cliff Central shows.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure there's another show for that.
Okay,
guys, cliffcentral.com. There's a whole bunch of shows about a whole bunch of things. You know, if advertising is your thing, you're here with me.
Yeah,
you know, and if you feel like we deviate sometimes, but
my
we don't
chick
have
is listening,
enough.
So she's like, oh, really?
So good luck to you.
And she's colored, though.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know that old cap is always in hand.
Shout out, Marie. What's going on?
Hey, Ratu.
Anyway, so let's. I mean, you touched on Wing, and there's actually news, right? So I'm gonna get to it now because I know. Cool. So Collective ID,
yes, sir,
launched last week.
Yes, sir.
Right. So they went from Island Devonport, and they launched to a thing called Collective ID. So I'm hoping that at some point we can be able to get them in the stew.
Yeah,
because I mean there was a press release and I saw all that, and in the press release it says that Wing Air is managing partner in ECD. So huge shout out to Wing Wing.
Dope things only. He was your second guest. Was he your first?
He was actually my first guest.
Yeah, he was first, and then Festus.
Right.
And then me, because
don't do that. no, in no order of importance.
Get out of here.
And then Brendan Jali is the managing partner as well. And I think they
big ups
the,
to my brr.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So dope thing. So I'm hoping that that they can come through to us too at some point and explain the whole thing to us. What do you make of this? I mean,
I'm very proud of that, Ish Grant. I really am. I don't know why people are afraid of transformation. It's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
To transform is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it's a state that we should always be in, right?
Yeah.
Jerem Pufane said in that very chair, and he said, the thing about transformation is that it's in the definition of the word itself, right? It's always moving.
Yes.
Right? So how are
it's
you so...
progress.
Right? And how are you so obsessed with staying the same?
Yeah.
When everything grows and keeps moving. So why
we're
you
in the business of improving things.
That's
improving
what's up. Ideas. That's what's up.
And why are we... So you're saying that certain things.
So you're saying that this feels to you like it's one of those things.
I think it's dope. And you know, Wing being like, you know, one of the,
beacons.
The beacons of our... And the icon of advertising... That mofo did some iconic work that we used to watch.
That's right.
Seeing
that's
as
right.
Gucci, it's a black copywriter on the other end, a black creative director on the other hand. And there he is now leading an agency that we've all liked.
Yeah.
Alan D with John and Phil.
Yeah.
They've done some really iconic work.
That's right.
And he's now being put in his own shoes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
In his own shoes. Boom!
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, no. Because
that's what's up. Yeah.
Let's not try to emulate.
He's filling anybody's shoes.
No. We're not in the business of emulation.
Yeah.
We're in the business of like improving ish.
That's right.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
So
that's dope, man.
I'm really proud of Wing. And also my brr, you know, I've worked with her at Ogilvy and she's just like so driven and so smart.
Yeah, man.
Doesn't help that, you know. She's also gorgeous.
Yeah.
Why do I keep going to beautiful? You see, this beautiful thing is a problem.
This make beautiful thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. Cool, but let's get into that. Tell me about like how you arrived at the name, right?
Yeah.
How do you arrive at the name like make beautiful? It obviously like is something that rolls off your tongue, right?
Yeah.
Every now and then,
it's so
like,
nice. It's so
like,
nice.
Things are just beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. So how do you arrive at that? How do you arrive at a name like that?
You know, when I started with my former partner Mpange, and big ups to Mpange at Avatar.
Shout out Mpange.
Shout out to Mpangelicious.
Yeah. Mr. Chaps.
Yeah. Grooming us nicely. They're cutting our hair.
Grooming the kids for the future.
Grooming the kids. I mean, come on.
I mean, if you need a pair of flying Mpange, I got it. So.
Sold. You know, and when we're still doing like Dashboard Africa, like I just had this hunger. I was like, we were not doing enough,
right?
You know, and it was a personal challenge to me.
Yeah,
you know, Gudzo, like, what do you want to leave behind?
Yeah,
and I wanted to leave a beautiful legacy.
That's what's up.
And I think for me, that is the most beautiful thing one can aspire to. I'm sorry, I'm
that's
repeating
dope.
Myself.
That's dope. No, I like that.
You
I like
know
it
what
a
mean?
Lot.
Yeah,
it's really cool, man. And I mean, you have a like a group of like young hungry minds that hang out with you.
Oh man,
how is that? And I mean, I guess it's also like, you know, something that I'm sure someone like Wing is thinking about as well. Like,
yeah.
how do you surround yourself and where do you find these people that you can surround yourself with in order to create to make this beautiful?
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to be and so were you. To be friends with the gorgeous lady called Carissa Samuel.
Yeah, that's what's up. Shout out Carissa Samuel. And what's up?
Do you know that I actually fought with Carissa when she told me to start my own company?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Shout out to her.
Shout out, Carissa Samuel.
Reason for Make Beautiful.
Yeah.
And her mom, Mama Pam.
Yeah.
So they have this alongside Ogilvy.
Yeah.
It's like a incubation of sorts.
Right.
It was called something else, but now it's called Rockstart.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
That's where I get my kids, dog. Like,
and that's dope shit, kid, man.
Mfana, ba slam.
Yeah.
Ba hungry, ba ntswembu.
Yeah.
Maraba mame. Hey. Millennials. Can you just listen?
Ba table tennis. Ba millennials.
Table tennis.
Table tennis. Ki millennials iba ta pizza le table tennis.
Ba table tennis.
Ba ba ta lupin bag.
Ba ba ta lupin bag.
So you shout out to the crowd at
Make Beautiful. No, but shame, man. Big ups to you know, to my squad at Make Beautiful. I mean, literally all of them. are the first ones in and the last ones out.
But is it a thing where then that you've blooded kind of the young bloods with some experience in order to create and is it something that we should all be aspiring to?
You know, I think so,
because there's an obsession, like you said, with kind of getting the millennials, right? Because it's what our clients ask us for. You know, like you walk into a meeting with a kid,
give millennials,
with a kid with dreadlocks, you're winning. and I guess, like, we have to somehow find a balance in, right? Mm. Is that what you've done? Have you had to find a balance between kind of, so, you know, getting the young blood?
Yes,
in there,
yes.
And so, the old bloods.
And old bloods. And yeah. I'm the oldest blood there. And it's a process, Grant, you know. And I think what I enjoy about, you know, and I've heard these conversations with Umelusi Shabalala about how to find, the and yourself as well, how to find these young people and how to help improve their already existing talents.
That's right.
It's actually, they're looking for that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we see them on TV and they're tweeting and they're posting. We're like, they know it all.
Yeah.
They actually want to know.
Yeah,
what
that's
we
right.
know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's our role to impart that knowledge.
I think you touched on a very, very important thing. Do you think that we are afraid of millennials? Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's a very weird thing. Like, there's obviously this like air, this aura that they have that, like, they know shit that we don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
And that confidence that we didn't have when we started.
But do you think that's what it is? Do you think that, like, kind of we are in a weird place where, like, in leadership, you are kind of afraid of them because you're not sure that you might be saying no to the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, but that's our creative director 5-10 years ago.
That's right. Yeah.
No, we are to them what those guys were. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Nati Siafunda.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, Nati Siafunda from them.
And maybe it's because maybe we went through like the phase where creative directors were not quite open to actually admitting the fact that they were learning, right? It was just where it's like, hey man, I know this thing.
Yeah.
So Brit, just like a fucking man, Brit.
Yeah.
And then like, and then now,
I like the accent, but
yeah, I've perfected it over time. but what's important is that we are now in a phase where we have to openly admit to the fact that we don't know some of the shit these kids are saying.
Yes.
I mean, what level of balls does a creative director have to admit that?
Boy, as in, just. And I do it with the kids. I call them the kids.
Yeah.
I do it with the kids. I listen.
That's right.
Just listen.
Boom.
You know what I mean? If you listen, you are wiser when you listen.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Than when you talk, than when you...
When you run mouth.
Than when you run mouth and they're just looking at you. They're like...
Yeah, but you don't know, Daddy.
You don't know. Yeah, you know. You know, like, I need those advertising grants.
Did you ever think that you would be this
bitch? No.
Oh, it's dope. So I've got a message, yeah?
I've got
messages coming through from everywhere. And I got a message from the homie Shadi.
Shout out to Shati. What's up, boyo?
He said nothing wrong there with the swag mizzle. Swag mizzle.
Nothing wrong.
That's how you know how old somebody in the studio is.
Yeah,
his friends call him the swag mizzle. Who the fuck is a swag mizzle? Yeah, but he says, you shout out to you, and he says you're doing some amazing things.
And
I mean, there's obviously a pressure. You know, when you start an agency, there's a lot of pressure now to kind of go, how am I going to not be like everybody else? Because I read an interesting thing the other day that, you know, just saying that you're a black agency is not enough. Don't come at us with, I'm a black agency. That's cool. An agency full of white people can call themselves a black agency if they put a black person in the front. And I mean, we kind of know how prevalent that is out there.
Mm.
But what is it that, how is the pressure to kind of go, I need to be another type of thing? Does that pressure exist? Or is it just like, do you feel like it's enough?
No, it does. It does, Grant.
Yeah.
And I only have two analogies in life.
Yeah.
Football and sex, but we'll go for football.
Let's go with football.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take football for 200 points.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go for football. It's like any club that you like.
Yeah,
you know, you like because they play a certain style.
That's right.
They you know, they have a certain player or certain players
or an ethos.
Yeah. So even though Bazo loser,
we have a favor.
Yeah. And I posted that the other day, thanking. You know, the most amazing clients we have. I said, your patience with us is so amazing.
Yeah.
Because you understand where we are in our growth path.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I said, when we get it right, you high five us. When we get it wrong, you shake our head and say, go back and do better.
Boom.
I mean, come on.
Boom.
Who doesn't want a better client
than
that?
What do you want?
I mean, come on.
Yeah, man. I mean,
you know what I mean? So those are the kind of, man.
That's,
you know,
really dope.
I mean? So,
yeah.
So that's what we go through.
Yeah.
And our single differentiating thing is us.
That's right.
It's the people.
Yeah, it's the squad you've assembled.
It's
right?
The squad. Yeah. You know, that's it's Saba, it's Sandile.
Yeah.
It's Mos Def. It's Ellen.
That's the dangerous thing you're doing. You're gonna forget someone.
No. I ain't gonna forget. Keep going. You know,
no, that's so dope,
it's tools.
Man.
It's everybody back at the fair, man.
Yeah.
You know,
that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. See, you got me saying it as well.
Yeah.
I've got another.
You see, it's contagious.
I've got another shout out from Mr. Michael Zulu. Shout out Zulu.
Nothing
what's going
wrong,
on?
Michael Zulu. Nothing wrong.
Yeah, he says.
I'll see you at Pandorings, baby.
Yeah. He says, nice show. Tell that man hashtag Skaba for chance.
Skaba hit me somewhere.
Oh man, I told you about the one that I'm gonna sing for the other day. A mosquito. Skaba Rubat.
Dude, can I tell you who I've fallen, eh?
Yeah.
Me on Facebook. Kamukhelo.
Yeah.
I wake up on Kamu.
Yeah.
On Melusi, on you, and Kolisa.
Yeah.
And Naledi.
Yeah.
Naledi,
yeah.
Mabinda, guys.
But Naledi is always always fire.
Yeah.
Always fire.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm scared of the day I'm going to get her on the show, actually.
And Bali.
Yeah. And Bali, actually.
Yeah. Bali.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, that day, I think it must be a public holiday. Yeah. Everybody must be at home listening from the comfort of their own home so that they don't burn their workplaces.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's coming. Yeah. That show is coming. But yeah, I need it to be like, you know, like when it, like in Christmas time.
Yeah, no, that needs to be a festive.
Yeah.
So that when things are said, no one is fired.
No one is torching things. Oh man, it's your boy G-Man the Ad Man, and we're still at it. Guys, hit me up. I'm still hanging out with Mr. Zolaka Shabangu. The swag mizzle. Hey.
Like
hey, Mutara swag mizzle. Hey, I'm still hanging out with the man. Hit me up. On Twitter, it's at Blacksem, it's at BLAXEM. Or you can also hit me up on Facebook if you have any questions for the man. And on WhatsApp, 079-748-2090. So, you know, see, I was looking at this, you know the whole thing that happened last week with their soap people, Dove.
Yes.
So like, I went through the whole thing and I did what everybody else did. You know, I went through the motions of like going, fuck, this is fucked up because I saw the stills of this whole thing. Mm. And then until some people, you know, who are calmer than me and you, were like, have you guys actually seen, like, this thing was like a gift type thing, right? So did you look at the entire thing? It's actually the black girl takes off the top and she becomes a white girl, and the white girl takes off the top and she becomes an Asian girl. Mm. And then it's about how this thing is for every board. Right?
Shades.
Yeah. Falls. For all shades. Mm. Nah, pun intended.
You know.
So here's my thing, right? So now the whole thing is I read some articles that, like, was this thing is this something that we created in our heads, right? Is being offended by this Dove thing something we created in our heads because we only saw that stuff and then we decided that this was a black girl aspiring to be a white girl, and the white girl actually, if you watch for the rest of it, the white girl actually becomes an Asian girl and blah 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 blah. Right?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you my take on it. And I wanna hear what you have to say about
yeah.
it. I think that if you had more people of color in your agency, you would have known that that's still wrong.
Mm.
You would have known that even just seeing that was gonna land wrong.
Yeah.
The fact that it kind of has it lives in the context of that bigger thing is one thing.
Yeah.
The fact that if I'm going to see that, you know, this is for me like that. It's like the White Lives Matter conversation, right? It's like, guys, like, but if it was like a white girl turning into a black girl, you guys would have been fine with it. Yes, we would have, because black people have not been asked to aspire to be white people. Mm. White people have not been asked to aspire to be black people. Mm. Whereas we all have lived in a time where the opposite has been happening for
yeah.
centuries,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I think that if there was somebody in the studio who was allowed to have an opinion. Somebody in a boardroom who was allowed to actually raise their hand and say, I think that you guys are talking shit and shouldn't do that, or just warn them in a friendly manner, that thing wouldn't have happened. Because I think that we just are not aware of the sensitivities that black skin carries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's just me, and then that's my little rant. Tell me how you feel about that.
No, but I want to add that.
Oh, okay. See, that's why I don't give any control to anybody else.
You sometimes give it to yourself.
You want me to hold myself, sir?
Yeah. No, and I think like that insensitivity, né, it comes from a lack of representation.
Yeah.
You know, if there's no one in the room to say, oh, but guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If there's no black woman in the room to say, oh, but guys, or black creative or...
Yeah. Or black client service person.
Or client. Or client.
Strategist or client. Yeah.
To say how. Mind you, why I would be, you know...
You know,
this whole aspiration, Uguti, you know, whiteness is rightness.
Yeah.
We're dealing with that shit, my man. We're still dealing with that shit.
You know what I mean? So I think let's just move. Let the brands be brave.
Yeah.
You know?
No, let the brands just open their eyes. It's not even about being brave. It's actually just opening your eyes and being aware where you live.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no one's asking you to put on a cape and become a superhero. Yeah. Everyone's just asking you to live where you live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I actually saw another Colgate ad. Right? I think the first line is white is in.
Yeah, I saw
like,
that.
Guys, understand the context. The bigger
There's another
context
one in Nigeria. It's a billboard.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful black girl.
Yeah.
And I'm misquoting the line. It's on the I'm a Creative's website.
Yeah.
Facebook page.
Yeah.
For fairer skin.
Oh, there we go.
And I'm looking at the most beautiful, darkest man here.
I mean, come on.
And you're being told to be fair.
I'm being fair. Mm. Fair. Mm. But
very unfair.
Yeah. Completely. Yeah. So let's be fair. Mona Lisa Zombila, the head at Riverbed Agency, a big friend of the show. So huge shout out to Mona Lisa Zombila.
Shout out to Mona.
Yeah, she wrote a very, very amazing article regarding this. You know, touching on some of the things that I'm speaking about that she goes in depth about.
Mm.
And I think go out there, go find it. Find it. I think it's on the Riverbed page on Facebook.
Cool.
I think also go on their site. It'll direct you to where it is. But like, she goes in depth about all these things, right? That it actually comes from that. It comes from the fact that you're just not looking around, man.
Mm.
Just look where you are at.
Look where you're at,
man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway,
An international ad.
It was an international ad. This shows that the bullshit we're going through here, everywhere around the world is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Which actually, I was saying last week, this actually means that the whole world is being advertised to by one group of people. Just think about that.
Yeah,
anyway. Shut up. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to
we're beating you, Ahmed.
Yeah. Let's move on to nicer things. So, so I read that the Spur account is moved.
To where?
Right? Hey, Spur, my bit. Spur has moved to...
Tell me it's gone to a black agency.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Are you crazy?
Oh, nothing like that.
Yeah, it's gone to 99 cents. But Masego is there, so maybe... Yeah.
Oh, no, she'll...
Yeah, she'll help. Yeah. So huge, no, but you know what? A huge win for 99 cents because they've been... with an agency called Haas, right in Cape Town, and Haas is where Francois de Villiers.
Hi man.
Hey man, what are you doing? So Haas is where Francois de Villiers is the head.
Grand.
Again.
Yes.
And Francois de Villiers was at FCB Cape Town when Spur was there.
Yes.
So when my understanding is that when the FCB group won the piece of business, I think Wimpy and Wimpy. When they had to kind of relinquish relinquish, I don't know what the details are, but eventually Spur and Francois de Villiers moved out of the agency.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's when they started doing all those amazing ads that are out of Cape Town with Francois de Villiers. And but they had a long run, obviously.
Yeah.
And it did some amazing things. Some of them resembled the old FNP ads, but that's not the point we're making right now. Like the one with the packet, how can we help you? And the smoke on the field. Because the Spur guy blows smoke onto the field and the kids start to score tries. Almost like the same formula as FNPS. Sure. But that's not what we're talking about today.
No.
So now what's happened is they have moved, right? And they moved to 99 cents. So huge shout out to the guys at 99 cents, man. Well done. I mean, if you
account win is always a good thing.
It's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, like I think it's 99 cents, the Cape Town office. But it says here that it was a close race between them and Hunt. Right, I guess they kind of looked around as well and they said, look, the CCTV footage of a guy fighting a lady, it has caused a thing, you know. And they said, we need somebody who understands that this is the landscape in which we live, and there's heritage to the brand. And they say, even in the article on Mug Lives, so huge shout out to the guys at Mug Lives, always with the news, always with the good stuff. And it says that a former creative director of mine, actually, Mr. Marius van Rensburg. What's up, Marius? What's going on?
Remember Marius?
Yeah. It says that he seems to know what's going to take to make the Spur customer return. Yeah. Right. So I mean, I didn't know that this Spur customer had left.
Had left. Yeah.
I mean, every time I go to a Spur.
They're sparing
them. Yeah, that's the everybody with a sparing partner. So I think then that they must be like in the smaller towns, you know, like in Pietrediep. Because there's harmony. We're having 7 TF. Yeah,
exactly.
We're having 7 TF and Traff TF.
Hey.
But
that sauce of theirs, though.
Yeah,
right?
And that pink sauce. You know what I mean? I don't know people had left, but it turns out that they had left.
Is Monkey Gland like from a monkey?
No, man.
Oh.
But you know what? I mean, also, guys,
help us. You need to ask these questions.
No, I think they created a thing.
Yeah.
And then they said, what do you think this thing looks
it's
like?
Called it a
yeah, I think this thing like look like it could come out of a monkey. Yeah. Yeah, if you know out there, guys, where does monkey clan sauce come from?
Yeah, please let us know.
At Blaxem, at BLAXEM, at cliffcentral.com. But hold on, Aziz. So the story is...
I'm derailing you.
And one of the things they said is that the reason why 99 Cents won is that they had strategic substance, right? Now, I don't think you can get a bigger compliment from a client. No, it's like these guys kind of, they could have just come in here and showed us dope ads, but it feels like they had a dope story. And I think huge shout out to the guys at 99 Cents, you know, for making the client feel like you know that you're part of a bigger conversation that they invested in, right? Now, I mean, you asked, you know, did this go to a black agency? And like I said, you know, we speak about how the label black agency is not a thing. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with people, you know, kind of going, they have an expectation of what a black agency can do, right? So they walk up to you and they just give you Venek briefs, you know what I mean? Like, is that a thing that you're dealing with?
This one must go to Lusade FM.
Is that a thing that you're dealing with? Are you dealing with the fact that people are going, I know what kind of brief goes to this agency?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, and how do we get over that?
I think we're fortunate. I think also, you know, because of my personal history.
Yeah.
You know, we get good briefs, Grant.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's what's up. So you're not just dealing with the black briefs.
No.
Because essentially that's what happens, right? They like a black agency, then they get black briefs.
And it's so amazing, like the you know, everybody's like, I don't want the government account. That was my initial thing.
Yeah.
When I was at Blue Chip.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm
I don't want the government account.
Now I'm at Black Chip, I'm like, bring on the government. Bring on the government account.
You know I like that. I mean? I like Black Chip.
The
chocolate chip agency.
Chocolate chip agency. Yeah. And then we go out and we do some really interesting work for them, and they bought it.
Yeah, that's dope. You know what I mean? That's dope.
Obviously, the next campaign is going to be even doper than what we presented.
Because the need is real, right?
Exactly.
Because the need is exactly the same.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So we're very fortunate, Grant.
Yeah.
Would like to be more fortunate, but I think in a year and a bit that the Make Beautiful Agency has been around.
Yeah.
Like, I post every Friday about how did that place continuously astounds me.
That's
like,
right.
You know, and it's the people. It's not Z. You know,
yeah.
I would have called it the Z Show. You know what I mean? But it's not.
Yeah.
You know,
the Z Show. Eh?
No, and that would not fly anyway.
No,
it would not fly.
No, that's dope. No, you know what? I think it's really cool. And I mean, I ask you that because I also just saw a really, really dope a campaign that was done by the homies at the Odd Number. You shout out the guys at the Odd Number. You guys seem to be in the news all the fucking time.
Aye, Odd Number.
Yeah, they're doing everything.
There's nothing odd about those guys. That's so awesome. Why do we call yourself the Awesome Number? There's nothing odd about Odd Number.
They're doing dope things, those guys, man.
No, that's one with
the brand South Africa thing.
Yeah. Know Your Constitution.
Yeah, so they did these mini documentaries. Says they're produced by, directed by Anthony Bieler of the Root Boy Collective.
Nice.
They're looking at some of the negative aspects of South African life, right? But the quick flicks flip each downside up in a series that sells a strong positive message for the country we love to call home.
I mean,
also give it, let's also give a hand to our guys in PR.
Yeah.
To the guys who write the press releases. Thank you. But I mean, what a dope thing. A thing that, you know, like, and I've had this conversation with these guys as well about being perceived as the black agency. And I think that's what you're saying as well. That it feels like we are slowly shedding this perception that people are going, yeah, but you're the black agency, so we're just going to give you,
this kind of black
briefs, right? And don't you think that that's like a big indicator of us going in that direction as well?
You know, Grant, I don't know. I'm going to take a position.
Okay.
If we are ready to say, no, we are not a black agency, we are just a dope agency.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Are you saying you don't know that? You don't know if we're there yet?
I don't think this country's there yet.
We should still be shouting out a black agency. Okay.
There's a reason there's this thing in it. Mac Charter.
Yeah.
Because of where we
are. Tell us about this Mac Charter, Z. What is the Mac Charter? Just school us. Give us the 3-line version of it.
I think you need to call him Telezi for that. He knows it back to front. Okay. Shout out to Mko.
You shout out to
Mko.
I might have to get you in the studio.
Come school us. It's you and your people there at that SCA
place. But give us the gist of this Mac Charter.
No, basically it's forcing white agencies to wake up.
But do you think, because you bring up a great point, we have to keep saying we are black agencies, because and I guess that actually goes back to the point I was making earlier, right? That we are asked in a place where every agency is perceived to be white.
Yeah.
Because every agency is white. Yeah. Right. So we have to still differentiate the fact that, you know, it's not us saying, oh wait, I actually heard Stephen Curtis put it from another station that whose name I can't mention. He said it's all about context. And you have to understand the context within which we exist, right? Mm. And he said, think about it. Black power means the struggle and upliftment. White power means oppression.
Jesus. Hey. Grant, I can't to have fun,
man. What I mean by that is all these things have context, right? Mm. And you have to understand how where all those things kind of fit in and how you use those words, right? Yeah. And being a black agency is not necessarily a black thing, a bad thing, which a is what I think you're saying, right?
Mm. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's I'm not ready to walk into any pitch or any,
and not mention that we're black agents.
And not mention black owned and run.
Boom.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's and we are professional.
Yeah.
We meet your deadline. Sometimes we beat your deadline.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So and we're professional and we craft and we write until our pens go blunt.
Yeah.
Like that's what we do.
Yeah. It's amazing, right? It's amazing that the fact that we've had to go through more hoops than everyone to get to where we are has actually made us fitter to actually run things right now. Anyway, cool. But guys, I'm still having a dope chat with the homie Z. The time is flying, and I hate that. But I actually want to get into now. You know, like I think the first time you were here in the studio, we didn't actually get to like people didn't get to meet, like you know, like where this guy comes from. You know, like this guy who says all these amazing things in front of me. The guy who's actually like on the verge of like building this place that inspires all of us.
Yeah.
Right. Where did it all start for you, man? Like what high school were you at when you said, this is what I want. Yeah.
What. I wasn't clever at school.
What do you mean by that? I refuse to believe that.
You know?
Yeah.
But thing has a good eye. The white boys used to look at me when I speak English.
Yeah. You know?
I used to enunciate for them.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So
English was like my most, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm a son of two educators. You know, shout out to my mom and dad.
Shout out to the folks, yo.
You know. Those are like my day ones, literally. Yeah. You know, get your day ones right. So like Akaya, like we were just raised to be yourself. Like which is quite ironic for black parents because you're always channeled in to go a certain direction.
Yeah.
And I think you had a similar bringing where they were like, go be Grant.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Yeah.
And for me, it was go be Zwelakhe,
whatever that means, yeah.
Especially with my maths and science marks looking the way they did. So that kind of...
Shout out to maths and science.
Yeah, shout out to maths and science. So the writing part. So I went to Springs Boys High. Yeah. Shout out to Springs Boys High.
Shout out to the guy at Springs Boys High.
Yeah. My boy Zoli, you know, Jungle Sibula, you know, I'm Archer niggas I'm representing.
Yeah.
Our principal, Mr. France, Miss Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, she played a massive role in my writing.
Yeah.
And then, and then obviously when I finished school, I came across, you know, this amazing industry called advertising.
Yeah.
I applied for Abaketwa.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And they told me you don't have the ability to
to get into this thing.
Hey, boy, that was the most heart. Like, I just got heartbroken now.
Did you just revisit that page?
Yeah, no, I did. And I guess the best feeling about that is that I started interviewing kids that went to the so-called ad schools.
Aha. And then.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah. No, you call that a portfolio. So, yeah.
Oh, Z.
Yeah, man. So that's it.
Yeah, man. That's dope,
and
man.
And then I interned at Ogilvy in the year 2000 during December. I came back 2001 without them knowing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't tell you to come back.
No, I was back.
Yeah.
I sat in reception for 3 days.
Yeah.
No one knew who I was.
Dope. Man.
Until I snuck into a creative director's office called Alan Irvin, who's now a director. Alan Irvin shot.
You shot at Alan Irvin with the Darren Godo. What's going on?
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's your first creative director.
Right.
You can't be shit after that.
No. There's no being shit. There's no chance.
No, you can't be shit after starting from Alan Irvin. So that was it. About Alan Bunton, Peter Badenhorst.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess the two, probably, or three most influential creative directors in my life, is Jerry Human. Shout out to Jerry.
Shout out Jerry. What's up?
Friend Luckin. Shout out to Fran.
Shout out Friend Luckin.
And of course Tiriso.
That's what's up. Shout out Mr. T-Rag.
Yeah, I mean T-Rag.
Yeah.
And the best art director money can buy.
Yeah.
Is a tie between Tete and Dumisi Tebe. So
boom.
I mean there.
Boom. Kill tie.
Yeah, get a tie digs.
Yeah,
Tete. Get tie digs. Nothing wrong.
That's amazing shit, man. That's amazing. So it sounds to me like it's been quite a colorful journey, right?
Extremely.
Yeah, and obviously like a journey of learning.
Yeah.
Right. And is that what you think that is important for you to impart on the kids that you have right now?
Grant, that's what is missing in our industry. People, we are not willing to mentor anybody.
Yeah.
How do you think you got here?
Yeah, that's right.
There were people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I had Nunu Nchingila, my guy.
That's right. Shout out Nunu Nchingila. Like, I mean, come on.
I had Tolwana Qobela, my guy.
Boom! What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Those are the people that are in my...
This horn working hard today.
Exactly. Hey, the horn. No, the horn is... The whole is on fleek.
yeah. No, man, that is so dope.
So that's the thing, Grant. I think this whole imparting thing, and I understand, Shem, we are busier now.
Yeah.
You know? And there's no money, and there's no this, and there's no that.
Yeah.
But come on.
I mean,
what's
come
a
on.
Young? Yeah. What's a young? No, boy, as in.
Yeah.
As if I'll show you too this thing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's sit here and let's do it together. Know,
let's art direct this thing together.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to kill you, man.
Absolutely, man. That is so dope.
If anything, it's going to grow you and that person.
That's the thing I was talking about earlier, right? The fact that we're all learning from each other.
Mm.
That's so dope, man. Z, I can't believe it, my man. We're almost done with this time.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you. But,
we need
but,
an extension.
We saw the man. The man was walking around outside.
Yeah, I know. I saw the man.
Yeah, we'll have a young chat with him outside about time and extensions.
Yeah, and extension.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The only place where these creatives ask for extensions. Boom.
I mean, come on.
No, dude, it's really, really dope to have had you in the studio today.
Oh,
I think the energy in the studio today was also like just fucking amazing.
Thanks,
even the production crew were just like,
they're
like, what the hell? You know, every now and then you shock the people who come through.
Time about, like.
And they're like, yes, the energy today is just on another level.
So much,
thanks for coming through, man.
Yeah,
I want to ask you one last thing though, you know, like, I mean, this is where I ask you, like, what's next for the Make Beautiful Asian thing, whatever. But it feels to me like you've got that unlocked. It feels like with every answer you've given today, it's quite clear what you think, where you think the Make Beautiful Agency is going to be headed. Do you think, if somebody is right now walking away from an agency and they're going, I really need to go and open another Make Beautiful Agency.
Yeah.
What's the one piece of advice that you would give them? Good or bad? Like one that's either going to shock them or that's going to make them excited.
Yeah.
What's the one piece of advice you would give them?
Don't do it out of anger. Don't do it out of frustration. If you're upset with your boss, that's the worst way to start an agency.
Boom!
Start it for a purpose. What is the purpose? The purpose that Make Beautiful is to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to make beautiful work that works beautifully.
That's that shit, guys. That is that shit. See, that's that shit I keep talking about, guys. That is that shit, guys. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
That's
See,
all that we do.
That's dope shit, man. That is dope shit.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. It's been another dope hour of hanging out. You've been hanging out with me, G-Man the Ad-Man.
Yeah.
Thanks for reaching out. Everybody who kind of dropped us a message, everybody who's listening out of their live, listening in their studios, you know, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah.
And get the podcast. We actually didn't swear too much. We didn't swear. I don't think we swore at all, actually.
No, I think.
Oh, one or two cuss words.
But what's a swear?
Well, I mean, I swear. So that's what I do.
I swear.
Yeah. But I think that to get the podcast and played for this of your crew that's out at a meeting right now, right? Played in the car on your way to meetings and played at home, played for your folks to make them understand exactly what it is that we do. The most important, played for yourself and listen to it back again and feel the heat that this boy was throwing out today. But thanks so much to you guys for having me in your creative studios and in your cars where you listen to this shit. But thank you, thanks once again to the guys at cliffcentral.com for believing in the dream, believing in the conversation that we're having out here. Thanks to everyone in production. Thanks Palisa, head of technical dopeness. And thanks to you once again. Like I say every week, guys, it's rough out there. It is really, really rough out there. Leroy spoke about, you know, sometimes you think you're training your friend, but you're training an animal. You're training a snake. That's what he said. He said, and Leroy. That snake bit me. But go listen to Leroy. Listen to Leroy's podcast. But it's rough out there. So like I say every week, take care of yourselves. Take care of those briefs.
but most importantly, take care of each other, because it is hella rough out there.
Did you see Michael Zulu's post today?
No, tell me.
Oh, it's just so beautiful. He literally just posted, make each other better.
Oh, see Zulu, that's that shit I keep talking about. And that's exactly what I'm referring to here as well. I mean, I think it's really, really important that we do make each other better. My homie, Brian Manana, also posted a thing the other day about, like, what's up with us creatives? It feels like our default position is that our fellow creatives are doing the wrong thing. You know, like, our default position is to hate, right? And I know it's a tough thing to get over, but let's get over that. Let's make sure that we can get better at what we do by just getting better with how we treat each other. So let's take care of each other, and let's make amazing work out there. And it's been your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. And like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. Boom!
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man the Ad Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
With G-Man the Ad Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
This is clipcentral.com.